How do you fancy liberating Europe, sir? Detective Constable Craig Gulliver asked from the doorway of D.I. Max Angel's office in Southampton Central Police Station. Question took Angel by surprise, understandably, his time in the army notwithstanding. At the only other desk in the room, D.S. Catalina Kincaid was equally intrigued. The report she'd been struggling with momentarily on hold as she waited to see what Angel would say. As ever, he was up for a challenge.
Yeah, why not?
Does Europe need liberating? Kincaid asked. Gulliver looked decidedly uncomfortable at the political nature of the question.
Decisions like that are above my pay grade, Sarge. But while you're thinking about it, we've got a body at Leap Beach.
Angel nodded his understanding as things fell into place. The vertical lines between Kincaid's eyebrows grew deeper at the same time. Angel saw her confusion.
History lesson for D.S. Kincaid, please, Craig.
Gulliver obliged, his tone taking on a pompous schoolmasterly air. Leap Beach on the Solent is one of the places the Allies set off from for the D-Day landings in 1944.
Codename Operation Overlord,
Angel said to nobody in particular. Kincaid smiled with them, although not at her own ignorance as their matching smiles were. I'm assuming a leftover body hasn't been found from back then.
No, Sarge, we've got a nice fresh new one.
And you couldn't have said that in the first place, she thought, as they grabbed their jackets and headed out. A uniformed constable checked their warrant cards at the entrance to Leap Country Park, logged them, then directed them to the far end of the car park, where a number of other vehicles were already parked. In amongst the Hampshire Constabulary liveried vehicles and crime scene technicians' cars, Angel recognised the Saab, belonging to the forensic pathologist, Isabel Durand.
Isabel won't be happy, he said as they got out, a brisk wind off the water in their faces, the taste of salt on their lips. The sand gets everywhere.
And you'd know, she thought, and kept to herself, convinced the relationship between Angel and the pathologist went beyond the professional. They leaned against the front wing of his Audi, looking out across the water towards the Isle of Wight as they pulled on their protective gear, the sun reflecting off the water, combining with the wind to make them squint. Directly ahead of them, a bright orange tanker from the Fawley oil refinery 6 miles away looked as if it was stationary, dwarfing the white-sailed yachts, all keeping a safe distance. Angel pointed to their left, towards the hub of activity at the very far end of the car park, that they would soon be joining.
There's a war memorial half a mile further down the beach in that direction. You can still see the remains of what they built in preparation for the Allied invasion of Europe. There's an inscription on the memorial everyone should read.
He levelled his finger at her, a gesture her daughters would recognise.
Don't even think about Googling it. You want to read it? You walk there.
They turned away from the water, headed towards all the activity. It was concentrated around a silver VW Golf, parked facing the sea, its driver's door open. The pathologist was leaning into it.
Was that you, Isabel?
Angel asked the white-suited backside facing them. Durand extricated herself from the car, straightening up as she turned towards them.
I'm not sure who else you were expecting, Padre.
It still surprised Kincaid every time someone called him Padre, a legacy of his time as a chaplain in the British Army. It made her want to look behind her, as if there was a priest ready and waiting to administer the last rites. A quick glance inside the Golf was enough to tell anyone that he'd have been too late. A man in his mid-40s was in the driver's seat, slumped sideways towards the passenger side, mouth open, head lolling backwards.
What have we got, Isabel?
Angel said. Single gunshot wound to the middle of the forehead, exit wound immediately behind the left ear. She put her right index finger on her own forehead as she spoke, the left one behind her ear to demonstrate. Angel glanced at the open driver's door, noted the absence of shattered glass, stated the obvious conclusion. The window isn't broken. It was either down already or he wound it down as the killer approached.